Okay, let's start again. Welcome. Welcome to day two in our 11-day return of the light. The countdown to the winter solstice, very special time of the year when the sun starts to gain in strength once again. Very powerful time of year. And I am so thrilled to be here with all of you every morning for the next week or so. So let's start with some breathing. Take a comfortable position. Close or soften your eyes. And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just gently, softly. Take two or three more breaths. Notice how you're feeling today. How you feeling? How's your body feeling? How's your mind feeling? And your emotions? Just quiet and tune in and pay attention. And keep breathing. And with our breath, we're going to connect into ourselves. And how I do this and how I visualize is there's a place in my heart, my energetic heart, the center of my chest, just below that slightly, where I can go in deep, infinitely, into this space within my body and connect into the very essence that really of who I am, of who I truly am. So tune into your body for a moment and see where that might be for you. Maybe you already know. Maybe you need to explore a little bit. For some people, certainly it's in the heart. For some people, it's more in the sacrum area or in the pelvis somewhere. Find that place where you can go deep into yourself and find your light. Connect with it and to it, always with the breath. Connect into yourself. And then when you feel connected into yourself, now connect into source energy or the divine or God, goddess, creator. Whatever that word is to you. So we're connecting into ourselves and then we're connecting into our source energy. It's like plugging into a giant circuit of all that is. Plug right in and feel yourself perk up. This is our natural state, by the way, connected to all that is, because we are. And breathe in that place for a moment, in through the nose, out through the mouth. So now in this connected place, connecting into you, connecting into all that is, visualize yourself somewhere. Visualize what your place looks like when you connect into yourself. For some people, it's a beautiful tropical island or the top of a mountain or underneath a big tree, or it could be all of the above at the same time. There are no rules. What does your sacred space within look like? Go there. Thank you. Visualize yourself in your sacred space. And today I was guided to choose a card for us. And I might do a lot of this because I like cards. And the one that I chose is abundance. How awesome! Abundance. So from our connected place, connecting into ourselves and connecting into all that is, in our sacred place, our inner temple, our inner oasis, we're going to allow for some belief that has to do with abundance, or maybe lack thereof, to surface. Whether you feel you can't afford something that you want. And really, abundance is alignment in all ways. And it goes far beyond money and financial things. We can have an abundance of love and laughter and joy and peace. So whatever belief you want to bring to the surface or take a look at that ties into abundance or lack thereof, let's bring that up. It might be like, oh my gosh, I have to pay this bill or that bill, or my car needs fixed, or oh my, I'm so craving this relationship in my life that I don't have. Whatever it is, bring that up to look at it when you're in your sacred place, connected to you and connected to all that is. I talk a lot about beliefs. Beliefs are life and who we are, who we think we are. We're all stacked up on beliefs. Beliefs form everything that we see before us. So the changing of our beliefs is a really powerful, very powerful, very powerful thing to do. So now that you have your belief that you'd like to address, so to start bringing it to the surface. For me, when I'm addressing one of my beliefs, we wrap a bunch of stories around a belief. Like we have this core belief, wherever it came from, probably from our childhood and what we experienced. Then we wrap these stories around us, around the belief. The stories then keep the belief locked into our bodies, locked into our consciousness, locked into our experience. So we're going to unwind these stories, whatever the stories are, whatever you tell yourself is true about any kind of abundance issue. We're going to unravel. When you unravel the story, what lies at the center is the raw belief. And that's what we want to shift. That's what we want to change. We can't destroy it because you can't really destroy energy, but we can transform it. So when you're looking eye to eye, and this is something that you're going to take into your life and practice. I'm just here. I'm just giving you the tools. So when you look at the belief after you've peeled away, unwound all the stories around it, you look at it and say to yourself, how can I shift this? How can I become the energy of its opposite? Say you believe you can't afford something. How can you become the energy of abundance? How can you become the person who affords it? Step closer to that belief with this new energy and allow the belief to then shift. Does that make sense? So this is something that you can do all day long. Seriously, I have things that come up and I'm like, where did that come from? And it's time to shift that. So I unravel the stories. I look at what it is. I see what it takes for me. What do I have to step into to shift it? What do I have to do or be in order to shift it? And that's how I go about my day. Phew! Always come back to the breath. Always connect to you and to all that is. Doing all these practices from your sacred place within is very safe and very nurturing and very powerful. So go there and visit there often. Be abundant. Be abundance. Be the noun. Have a beautiful, amazing, magical, wonderful, abundant day. And I will see you tomorrow morning.
The moderator has left the conference.